Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bonjour. Rajesh, my roommate, he distributing newspapers at night. Bonjour. And today, is he Open Doors in the Alliance Française. You know Alliance Française? French Alliance. It's an organism all over the world spreading French language and culture. So it was a big title in the newspaper tomorrow. Yeah, engage it. There's an open door today for the Alliance Française to spread French language and French culture. So let's start. So Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 72, the slaying of the demon Jarasandha, it's verse 41. I will speak on the last verse 46, with the purport of Prabhupada. So I first read alone the Sanskrit and the translation of the other verses. Panchin kyari vadopayam bhima syamoga darshana dashaya masavitapam pataya nivasangyaya. Yeah, everybody got the translation. Having determined how to kill the enemy, that Lord of infallible vision made a sign to Bhima by tearing off a small branch of a tree. Amoga Darshan. You are the Amoga Virya Prabhu. That's it. And there's also an Amoga Lila. Amoga Darshan. The Supreme Lord whose vision is infallible. The next verse together. Tadvijaya mahasadvo bhima praharatam vara grihitva padayokshatrum patayam asabhutare. Translation. Understanding this sign, mighty Bhima, the best of fighters, seized his opponent by the feet and threw him to the ground. Ekam padam padakramya dovyam manyam pragyasa kudata patayam asa shakam iva mahagaja. Bhima pressed down on one leg with his foot while grabbing Jarasandha's other leg in his hands. And just as a great elephant might break the branch of a tree, Bhima tore Jarasandha apart and the anus upward. 44. Eka padoru vrishana kati prishta stanam sake eka bhavakshi brukarne shakale dadrishu praja. The king's subjects then saw him lying in two separate pieces, each with a single leg, thigh, testicle, hip, shoulder, arm, eye, eyebrow, and ear, and with half the back and chest. Wow. That reminds me, I was a medical student, so when we were doing, you know, dissection, and that really reminds me that. That's actually as how I became Jewish. I was aware of it. The day I was supposed to do that, I really saw that. And everybody is a thing, sensing. And oh, there was somebody there, behind the eyes. And he spent all life to feed this belly was open. And just, belly reject this. And again, wow. Okay. Verse 45. Here's it. Ha ha karo maha asin niyate magadesh pare ujayam asatu dhimam karibhaya jaya chuto. With the death of the Lord of Magadha, a great cry of lamentation arose, while Arjuna and Krishna congratulated Bhima by embracing him. Verse 46. Okay, let's do it together also. Yes? Saha devam tatanayam bhagavan bhuta bhavana abhyashincha dameyatma magadanam patim prabhu mochayam asarajanyan Samrudha Magade Naye. Oh, we do it three times, huh? Again. Saha Devam Tattanayam Bhagavan Bhutta Bhavana Abhyashincha Dameyatma Magadanam Patim Prabhu Mochayam Asarajyanam Samrudha Magade Naye. One more time. Saha devam tattanayam bhagavan bhuta bhavana abhyashincha name yatma magadanam patim prabhu mochayama sarajyanyan samrudha magade naye. Saha devam. Name Sahadev. Tat. He's Jarasandha's. Tanayam, son. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Bhuta, of all living beings. Bhavana, the sustainer. Abhyasinchat, coronated. Ameyatma, the immeasurable one. Magadanam, of the Magadas. Patim, as the master. Prabhu, the Lord. Mochayamasa, he released. Rajanyan, the kings. Samrudha, imprisoned, Magadhena, by Jarasandha, Ye, Wu. Translation. The immeasurable Supreme Personality of Godhead, the sustainer and benefactor of all living beings, coronated Jarasandha's son, Sahadev, as the new ruler of the Magadha. The Lord then freed all the kings Jarasandha had imprisoned. Purport. Śrīla Prabhupāda writes, it's Prabhupāda's writing Krishna, the purport. Although Jarasandha was killed, neither Krishna nor the two Pandava brothers made a claim to the throne. Their purpose in killing Jarasandha was to stop him from creating a disturbance against the proper discharge of world peace. A demon always creates disturbances, whereas a demigod always tries to keep peace in the world. The mission of Lord Krishna is to give protection to the righteous persons and to kill the demons who disturb a peaceful situation. Therefore, Lord Krishna immediately called for the son of Jarasandha, whose name was Sahadev, and with due ritualistic ceremonies, he asked him to occupy the seat of his father and reign over the kingdom peacefully. Lord Krishna is the master of the whole cosmic creation, and he wants everyone to live peacefully and execute Krishna consciousness. After installing Sahadev on the throne, he released all the kings and princes who had been imprisoned unnecessarily by Jarasandha. Thus ends the purpose of the humble servants of the Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the 10th canto, 72nd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Slaying of the Demon Jarasandha. So, a little word on this Atma, Ameyatma, the immeasurable supreme personality of Godhead. Start the translation of the verse. So in Krishna book, Prabhupada speak on that verse, saying that the demons, they always try to measure the opulence of the Lord. But the devotees, Sri Prabhupada says, devotees just are very happy to surrender happily and glorify the Lord. So, Ameyatma, the immeasurable supreme Lord. Yeah. We're in these times where we are celebrating advent of the Lord, Lord Balaram, Lord Krishna, and it's immeasurable. No. We are just very vague ideas. What is God? Who is God? But the Lord being naturally affectionate to his forgetful sons, conditioned souls. He doesn't cut the relationship, never, we know well. And more than that, he comes in his personal form, Lord Balaram, Lord Krishna. He comes in form that, you know, we, in very minute, finite spiritual consciousness, very, you know, finite, and also very imperfect, you know, being conditioned. We cannot have any idea of what is God, and certainly not of who is God. So he comes as Lord Balaram, and he's coming as Lord Krishna or Janmashtami to reveal clearly and completely who he is. That's a great mercy. You know, by the mercy of Krishna and his devotees, the parampara, all of a sudden we get very closely acquainted with the personality of Godhead. In his personal, more than that, you know, of course, you know, in his original form this time, you know, many, many avatar, many, many form of the Lord are coming down to this world to reclaim us, conditioned souls, back home, back to Godhead. That's the real purpose of this world. Not that this world is meant for just struggle for life, as materialistic leaders try to impress upon everybody. Struggle for life. You have to earn more money in order to consommer, to enjoy more. Yeah. Okay, I don't need you a few, you know, French lesson, you know, some words. And... Yeah. Yeah, that was our past leader's motto, you know. Travailler plus pour consommer plus. You know, ça, you know, work more in order to enjoy more. Yeah. It was actually, it was work more so that I can enjoy more. Yes, leaders in general. Yes, confirm. Yes, so it's leaders. That's their main. They're the main responsible. Like in the last BTG, you know, Prabhupada was asked, you know, why in India, Pious Land, Bharat Bhumi, so many, you know, sufferings and troubles and degradation. And Prabhupada's answer was, you know, leaders responsible. Most people are innocent leaders. You know, they are killing our culture, our Vedic culture. They don't put anything instead. You know, they don't know what to give. Anyway, okay, let's go back to the verse. So what are we going to speak about? There are many problems. Yeah, a few times in this purport, the word peace, peaceful comes back. So I guess this is the main idea that Srila Prabhupada wants to convey through this verse and purport, that Krishna consciousness and this world is meant to live a peaceful life in order to pursue our elevation in Krishna consciousness. And the little side effect of this world is that there is always some disturbances caused by demons, wherever they are. So, yes, peaceful life. Actually, yes. You know, we are not in hellish planets where, you know. And we are neither in the heavenly planets for just, you know, enjoyment for a few instants, you know. No, we are here just to, we took birth on this Bhumandal, you know, this planet, just for getting enlightenment, putting an end to our birth and death and rebirth and so on like that. No. Peaceful life. No, life is difficult. Life is a lot of, you know, difficulties, suffering, and it is a cycle. One lifetime, another lifetime, another lifetime, unending cycle of lifetimes. Reincarnation. We are not the body. No. We are another body, another story before this one. And we are supposed to have another and many other stories after this lifetime. You know, we, the soul, condition. So this, yeah, this is a great new. Yes, great new that we are not meant for that. We are, you know, Tama Soma Jyoti Gama, we are meant for light. You know, light means eternal life. No more, you know, getting old and disease and rebirth. You know, this is, you know, I forget sometimes, you know, the basic philosophy of Krishna consciousness, you know, reincarnation. This is, for, I remember when I, you know, got aware of reincarnation, it was big, wow. So, you know, it's clear and it's frightening. We are carrying the burden of our, the reaction of our activities, you know. Everybody is responsible. So it's a little frightening while you're awaiting us. And, yeah. And this morning the reading from Namamrita was about, you know, how to be relieved from this, frightening existence, you know, cycle of sufferings. You know, and being separated from our Lord also, of course. The reading was how it is so, such a relief, you know, to just a faint light of chanting the holy name can free us from the reactions of all our sinful activities. Those Haridas Thakur speaking to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, we all experience that, you know. The Lord wants this lifetime as human beings, a human form of life. He wants very clearly that it, you know, it has to be a peaceful life. That's a gift. You know, human life has to be peaceful. For what? For enlightenment. Once we reach Krishna, the holy name, Krishna consciousness, then we are freed. Basically, we are on the transcendental platform. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sakshati Nakam Shakti Samasamashi Bhutashi Madhyati Labhate Param. So when we are steady on this platform, the other verse, Mam Chayo Vyadicharina, Avyadicharina, very steady on the platform of chanting Hare Krishna with faith and devotion. Then, we see the material life like, it's like a ghost, living with us, used to be very strong on us, we identify with it, now we identify with it. It's still there, speaking to us, when it just goes away, but we are Dridavrata. Once we're getting quickly free from our conditionment, dualities due to past sinful activities, by faithfully, gratefully, attentively chanting and the holy name, being associated with the Lord, is completely transcendental. We know now who is Krishna in Tattva, Janma Karma, Janma Stani. We know it's this person who was there on this earth 5,000 years ago, south of New Delhi, in Mathura. This person is God. God came down in this world. This is, in one sense, it's fantastic. I mean, we are not used to this even in our religious upbringing. We are not used to this idea, God comes in, on earth. And wow, what a revelation when we got Bhagavad Gita and Sri Bhagavan Vacha and then the Krishna book, the advent of Lord Krishna. Once upon a time, he heard being burdened by God is Krishna. Krishna is God. And he came 5,000 years ago here, not in the sky, not in a voice, no, he came as a person to reveal his form. No more speculation, no imagination, no more denying that, God exists as a person and we have a relationship with him. But it's also very natural. We're accepting who have seen it. Because why should we cut from him? He's very close to us. We are, he's the soul of our soul. We are the same nature, Satchitananda Vigraha, as the Lord. The soul, pure consciousness, doesn't come from matter. Such nonsense, stupid idea. You really have to be either really covered by ignorance or, rascal leader to say that. We have this French scientist who got the Nobel Prize, Monod. Professor Monod, I remember, in the 60s. And the title of his book was Chance and Necessity. Le hasard et la nécessité. Chance and necessity. Everything, the absolute scientific materialistic truth is just chance and necessity. Where is chance in development of, intelligence, nature, consciousness. This is completely irrational. France is well known for being very, rational, Descartes, Cartesian, logical, We're going to kill all of these, you know, religious people and the kings and like that, you know, revolutions.
Yeah.
Well, this is, you know, on the basis of, you know, logical and rational. This is completely irrational. You know, real science is, you know, sat vigyanam. You know, it's, you know, what you realize by purification, not bringing something outside. It is there. It's natural. You know, it's just natural. Just have to, you know, get away with all these conditionments. And yes, of course, you know, peaceful life, shanti, you know, usually we you know, against this, you know, not shanti, you know, impersonalist, you know, shanti, shanti, right after that they go out and, you know, someone, you know, go scratch their car and they go, you know, or even shanti, you know, and they go away with, you know, secretary. You know. But this time we have to follow Sri Prabhupada's, you know, what he wants to convey. He said many times, in peaceful life for Krishna consciousness. Of course, you know, like, he, you know, Lord Krishna, Arjuna wanted, you know, in his so-called illusion, Arjuna wanted peaceful life. You know, oh no, shanti, you know, Arunans, you know, yeah, they are bad guys, the thief, you know. And Krishna pushed him, no, for good reasons, for my will, which is, you know, all auspicious. You have to fight, no shanti. So, of course, but this time, one aspect has to be spoken about and understood as far as possible. The mission of Lord Krishna is to give protection to the righteous persons and to kill the demons who disturb the peaceful situation. Lord Krishna is the masterful cosmic creation. He wants everyone to live peacefully and execute Krishna consciousness. Yeah. So, well, you know, many times there is the word peaceful, but the subject of the verse is about killing Jarasandha. No. So definitely, we know, you know, life is more or less peaceful. So let's speak for the devotees, you know, human beings, and especially the devotees. You know, what's, you know, it's not a big thing to live today, and, you know, should not be. You know, there is, you know, the life of a devotee, the priority of our life is to chant, you know, the Lord's holy name, you know, chant our rounds, you know, and listen to Srimad Bhagavatam, take prasad with devotees, you know, Krishna Tisha, Manticha, you know, discussing about Krishna. All this is quite, you know, it's peaceful, you know, it's not, and this is a priority, this is the main part of our life. We focus on that, we get more and more into that, and it becomes more and more easy to perform this practice of Krishna consciousness. And, oh, in New Mayapur, right, go back to France. In New Mayapur, Sri Prabhupada gave a wonderful class, it's, you know, well known, it's like, you know, where is the difficulty, you know. No, he was asking devotees, we were sitting on the grass with him, you know, and it was very nice, you know. We were listening to Srila Prabhupada on the loudspeaker. He was also listening, chanting the Govindam prayers. And he was like, oh, you know, everybody was very nice. So at the end, when the loudspeaker stopped, it was very nice. It was a sunny day. Everybody was happy. Prabhupada was really, like, you know, nice with us. It was wonderful. And, so the Lord speaker stopped and Yogeshwar Prabhu, you know, he says, you know, Srila Prabhupada, you have the most wonderful voice of the whole universe. Everybody, yeah. Prabhupada was like this. He said, yes. This is because his voice doesn't belong to this universe. The double cheer. Yeah. That was very nice. And then he gave this class, you know, yes, if you want to love Krishna, I recorded, you know, during this class, he said 83 times the word love, you know, and Prabhupada is not like, you know, that's, you know, But 83 times, if you want to love Krishna, you know, well, that was nice, you know. Where is the difficulty? Where is the difficulty? Then start to challenge us. So tell me, where is the difficulty? If you want to love Krishna, the verse was man mana, bhagamat bhakto. So, you know, we try to find, you know, we are forced to propose some difficulties. And Prabhupada, you know, just, no. And at the end, so you see, and the last thing was, devotee said, yogakshima vaham yaham. You know, because the answer was, yeah, but you know, no Lakshmi, no money, no this, no that, problems in his mind, and then to say leader, and that. And Prabhupada ultimately he confessed, yes, yogakshima vaham yaham. You know, Krishna said, one who worships me with love, devotion, in a serious and sincere way, I personally carry their life, preserve what they have and carry what they lack. Then Prabhupada said, then there is a difficulty. You will not have any difficulty. Just man, mana, bhava, man, bhava. That's your work. That's your difficulty, if ever it is difficulty. Now, there is no difficulty. Just carry on this man, mana, bhava, man, bhava. Think about Krishna. Become a devotee. Because you cannot think of Krishna, you are not a devotee. That was the good news, because sometimes I was thinking of Krishna. Then I am devotee? Wow. And, you know, like that, Manyajri and Namaste. There is no difficulty, yes. And, it's a little. We have to struggle a little, of course, you know, to focus on these nice activities, you know, get up early in the morning and chant attentively our rounds and regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, transcendental pastimes of the Lord and His devotees. And in our life, where is our struggle against the disturbances? Actually, disturbances are our own. Just like in this story of Jarasandha. The whole story, you remember, you know, Lord Krishna was in Dwarka with everybody there, and then a messenger came, messenger of imprisoned kings by Jarasandha. So he asked, you know, please, can you come and, you know, kill the Jarasandha and free the kings? And then, when Krishna actually freed them, or just a messenger said, what did he say? The message from the kings. Oh, my dear Lord, our dear Lord Krishna, actually this Jarasandha is just an instrument of our own, the reaction of our own sinful activities. We were proud, we were leaders, you know, this and that. And he's an instrument as the reaction of our own sinful activities. That was very, you know, and therefore we know that you alone can, you know, get us rid of that. We surrender unto you. Please, you know, give us this, you know, mercy. So our struggle against, as devotees, against external disturbances, it's just, of course, even better to consider that on one side they have been very much reduced by the mercy of the Lord. That they yes. So like that, you know, we are not separating our Krishna consciousness, people endeavors, from our material endeavors. We see it related. Lord Krishna is there. Not there only for, you know, performing Krishna conscious activities, bhakti yoga, but he's also there to make it easier for us. You know? And, this verse is so nice. You know, and meanwhile, you know, we just have to always in our heart, deeply, be always surrendered to the Lord. He's the cause of all causes. Therefore, everything which happened, one of you, they will hear, you know, something very difficult happened to his, you know, his life, family. And he said, well, everything is Krishna, therefore it's perfect. I take it like that. I was like, wow, perfect. And I was impressed. And I read somewhere, everything, because the Lord is the cause of all causes, everything is auspicious. Oh yes, I read that in the last liturgy. Nagaraj Prabhu, Samaraj. You know, the class of Śrīla Prabhupāda is very interesting. Śrīla Prabhupāda's class is about when Krishna, the Lord Krishna, leaves Hastinapur. And the ladies of Hastinapur, he was there for, I think, 2 months. You know, they were very much in love with him, completely absorbed, you know, finally, they could have darshan, you know. And when he left Hastinapur, you know, spontaneously there are tears coming out of their eyes. And they try to refrain these tears. So Śrīla Prabhupāda speaks in this class in BTG, of course, of, you know, like, you know, spontaneous expression of separation from the Lord, like that. But he speaks also that because the ladies, they were considering, you know, Lord Krishna is the cause of all auspiciousness. So tears, you know, could be seen as something inauspicious. So they did not want to have to give any inauspiciousness in, you know, to the Lord pastimes going away from Hastinapur. So they refrained their tears. So, you know, the Lord is the cause of all auspiciousness for us. So for everybody, a little struggle against disturbances, you know, right? You have to make our material life smooth. You know, you have to get a little strength from Lord Balaram. You know, we pray to him days ago, and every day we pray to him. Nayam Atma Balan Nina Rabya. Without Lord Balaram's spiritual strength, impossible to do it, Prabhupada said. Impossible. So, and he said, now you have Balaram. You have Krishna Balaram, everything will be okay. That was for France and Europe, he said, for Europe, you know, you have Krishna. So now in New Raman Reti, you have Krishna and Balaram, everything is okay. No problem. Yeah, so just have you know, we have to get some strength for our spiritual life and material life also, that, you know, get some work, you know, family as, you know, as peaceful as possible, and everything will be all right, you know, follow, you know. I'm there now, you know, I went through Brahmachari, Vyasta, and Vanaprastha, and, you know, I made it through that, you know. I mean, it was just like, you know, the old fighters, you know, when they remember the good old times, you know. So I just remember the good old times, Brahmachari life, you know. It was nice, you know, traveling, you know, Swami, reading books, and Grihastha life, you know, joking with, you know, my wife and children. I remember these things, and mainly I remember, and always, you know, I always chanted Hare Krishna, and liked hearing, you know, Krishna's pastimes, and that carried me, you know, somewhere other. And now I have some different way of molding my life. Vanaprastha. Cool thing is, anyway, you know? Yeah. Okay. So what do you want to say or hear? I make a conclusion. I have two. Small one. So, peaceful life for executing Krishna consciousness. But, oh yeah, there is a small price to pay. For this peaceful, which is truth according to this verse of the book. There is a small, necessary price to pay for this peaceful Krishna consciousness. Is to, you know, get away with the demons or, you know, sinful reactions or disturbances. And Lord Chaitanya, you know, Krishna Vanam Disha Krishna Sango Pangashtra Parshadam. You know, he came, we know, he did not kill demons. He killed the, you know, demoniac mentality everywhere. Sango Pangashtra Ashtra, his weapons, where his Varsha, you know, his companion associates. We are some other, you know, by Śrīla Prabhupāda's mercy, we are his associates now, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And we have to be a little careful. We have been given the gift of a peaceful life for executing Krishna consciousness, certainly. Our life would not have been so peaceful that it has been. And we have to be careful a little. And we have to also be aware of demons outside, demons inside. And, you know, for that, we have to also carry on with the preaching. Lord Chaitanya's preaching, Srila Prabhupada's preaching, always. When I came here in New Ramanreti, I feel very, you know, for the devotees, I feel very happy. You know, obviously it's a great gift of the Lord who, you know, gave this situation so that the old, you know, generation and new generation, middle generation, can have a shelter. You know, and, you know, this is obviously a great gift. You know, you can be together, you know, make some friends with this one or that one, and go to festivals and get some inspiration when you need more. Anyway, it's a great gift. But, it came from, you know, it came from old generation, you know, obviously, who were engaged in big fight. Today may not be a big fight, and it's Krishna's gift. But it came from all generation who were engaged in big fight. You know, 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, was, you know, real fight, this book distribution, and preaching like that, you know, these demoniacs through Prabhupada books and whatever. And some or other now it's just like a little, how do you call that, you know, war that is sometimes hell, you hell. True. Yeah. Or in football days, you know, like mid-time, you know? So maybe it's like mid-time, the truth now. But what is very nice here is that there is a new generation, and you have, you know, children here with, you know, nice education. And this is very important because maybe those children or their children, they may have also to get into some struggle to fight away the disturbances, whatever they are. You know, may not be always very, very peaceful, although we are not calling for that. But definitely this is life in this world. Sometimes it's very peaceful, Hare Krishna. It was like, it was time maybe for many of us to. But, it will come back. It will come back. And you have children, and here it's wonderful to see that they are taken care of, you know, the best you can. And actually, in a nice way, better and better. That was my conclusion. I never, you know, forget about, you know, this is a mood of the verse, you know, Jarasandha. Peaceful life, okay. But, you know, beware. Get always being Lord Balaram. You know, if there is need, get strength for me. Hare Krishna. So, if you like to say or ask?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your class. You mentioned about reincarnation, and you nicely described how we have a wonderful life. If we don't go back to Godhead, Prabhupada said we didn't go back to Godhead and stay back. But if we don't go back to Godhead because of some of these things, are we a failure for not being able to do it in this lifetime and everything we've been given to us in life is destroyed?
No failure. There's no failure in Krishna consciousness. Krishna is a goal of all auspiciousness. There is no failure. And that was Srila Prabhupada's mood when, I listened to all these classes, especially, you know, maybe the first years, you know. It was, you know, even if you, you know, if you take to this movement, it's so nice, or even if you, you know, leave for any reason, you know, some past, you know, abyss, bad abyss like that, then there is no loss, no diminution. There is no loss, no diminution. And if we may, you know, in this lifetime, we got, read a lot of burden which was supposed to arrive, you know, in the different stages of karma, you know. And immediately, very quickly, Kshitra, you know, very, you know, quickly, by chanting the holy name with full faith and devotion, at least deeply, you know, with a desire for that, very quickly, we get freed from a lot of, you know, heavy reactions. And if we don't make it in this lifetime, when we will take birth again in this world, you know, so many karma will be already gone. So many progress we have made in this life. Bad habits, material desires, offenses, I mean, so many things, we, you know, year after year, we don't see we are making progress, of course. We are not making big progress. But still, if we look back, you know, if you were carried, you know, like 10 years ago or 20, 40 years ago, wow, I really changed. You know, I really got rid of many, you know, doubts, material desires, offenses, anger, I mean, so many things. So if I have to, again, make a little more stage in this material world, wow, I will start much lighter. I mean, can you not see the difference when you came to Krishna consciousness and when you are now? Even if it's just for 1 month and 1 year, can you not see the difference? So we will not come back as we came first to Krishna consciousness. Thank you so much, Srila Prabhupada, and all the devotees for, you know, this purification by the process, by the Sadhu Sangha. Thank you so much, because we may fear that we have to come back again, but we are relieved of much of this fear, at least because we know that, you know, it will be so much lighter than this lifetime. It was not easy, eh? I mean, you had a lot of things to lay over in this lifetime, of, you know, the process of Krishna consciousness. Next lifetime, it is, you know, all that we have made, you know, we will start, you know. So definitely, it's not a favor. No. It's a great success. It's a great success, you know. Major. Of course, Prabhupada always said, you know, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, you know, do it, practice, you know, to make it in this lifetime. You can make it. Not that we need, you know, 3 lifetimes or 10 lifetimes or, you know, take birth in Brahman family or in India. No. Just, you know, Krishna consciousness is completely transcendental. We chant, you know, the Maha mantra, and we are immediately on the, you know, we are with Krishna. And Krishna is, you know, he's transcendental. He's carrying us, you know, with him back home, back to Godhead. So, you know, it's so simple and so nice. And we made so much progress. Let's be positive sometimes. We made so much progress individually, institutionally. I mean, it's, you know, it's so nice. Okay. So, you know, I can go up to the point, yeah, let's come back, you know, it will be nice. But still, you know, probably some already, you know, came back for another lifetime in, you know, the association of devotees, you know, children, who knows. And their life is not that the one that we had or that they had. So no fear. But, you know, just consider going straight. So this is one French daily. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam.